Governor Pat Quinn has signed off on a plan that'll let voters weigh in on whether Illinois' minimum wage should be raised to $10 an hour. But as Brian Mackey reports, critics say it's just an attempt to increase Democratic turnout at the polls this November.
Democratic turnout is generally stronger in presidential election years. That's been particularly true in Illinois, what with Chicago's own President Obama leading the ticket 2 years ago. Midterm elections like this year's are thought to favor Republicans. Enter the referenda. The minimum wage question is one of four that seem tailor-made to appeal to Democrats. Asked about this, Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan demurred, saying all kinds of people could be motivated to vote on the minimum wage.
I think it's the type of question that's going to encourage all voters to come to the polling place for and against that individual question.
Other seemingly Democratic questions have to do with voting rights, a new tax on millionaires, and access to birth control. Of course, the proposal to impose term limits on lawmakers and increase the power of the governor is being led by the Republicans' leading man this year, gubernatorial nominee Bruce Rauner, who significantly bankrolled the effort. In all, there could be as many as seven questions on the November ballot. I'm Brian Mackey.